Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, the 10th of April, 2016. Welcome to everyone who is joining for the first time, and those of you who have been following this weekly program service that's offered through Fly Center. It's great to have you come and go as you please, and that we're all getting together today. Today is a really auspicious day in that we can celebrate the goddess energy, spring Navaratri or Sanja Navaratri, which means nine nights of the goddess during the springtime. Now, we all know that the goddess energy is really available in the fall, and it's kind of like a, you know, dark forces are being battled by the fierce forms of the goddess. Durga, Lakshmi, and Saraswati, the Maha forms, meaning the great forms of them. Normally, they're, you know, kind of loving and sweet and caring and compassionate and nurturing. But then during the fall time, they are in battle. However, it's spring now, and so it's a lot lighter. And this year, I just was blessed to be here in India at this time where Navaratri, during the springtime, is celebrated in all the villages. I must have gone through probably 20 villages from the temple. The Saraswati, there's a temple that is a Shiva temple, but then there's a Brahma and a Saraswati in the temple, and that's not usual. So that was a really great blessing. And then I said, wow, I wonder why we're going here. And then I found out that we're celebrating nine nights of different versions of Saraswati. So that's the blessings of Dr. Ply. He's always pushing the envelope on how we can get more and more energy and wisdom through these spiritual tools that have been passed through the generations of in the Tamil Siddha lineage. So not only spiritual tools, but we also get the myths that we can get a better understanding, give food for our soul. That's what we're here to do, is we're here to absorb all the spiritual energies that we can and then bring that intelligence into our everyday life. So this springtime is all about renewed growth and renewed creativity and bringing into our life all the energy that we want to live our soul's purpose. So it's a great time to think about what you want to create, not just think about it, but start to write your goals and to, you know, clean out, do your spring cleaning, and that will help to clear the congested energies in your space, whether that's your home, your office, your car, your relationships, your finances, your spiritual path. Clean it up. And then set your goals for what it is that you want to create, both spiritually and materially. And then also we have our fabulous astrologer, Radha, and she is going to give us the sun transit talk. Now, since I just jumped out of a car and I ran up to, to run across the resort campus and ran up the stairs and into my room, I'm kind of all over the map here. So what I'll do is I'll pass on the, give the call over to Radha, if you're ready, Radha. And then you can give the sun transit talk and then maybe some insights on other planets that are impacting us. And then once I settle in, it should give me time to just settle in for a couple of minutes, and then we'll take everyone through a nice meditation. So if that works for you, Radha, then just ping and say yes, or we can do whatever you want to do. Okay. Did I put you on the spot? I hope not. Okay. All right. So I think you can open the line, right? You're in the back office.
Good morning. This is Radha. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Thanks, Radha. How are you?
Okay, great. Yeah, oh, good, good. Glad you could make it. It sounds like your timing was perfect.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for being here and opening up the call. And So can I just hand it over to you for however long it takes, and then we'll have a nice meditation after that?
Sure, that sounds good. Yeah, let's just talk about Sun entering Aries. It's going to happen this week in North America. It's going to be Wednesday, April 13th, and it's going to be at 10:15 a.m. on Eastern Time. And this is a really important time of the year because the Sun is entering into the first house of the zodiac, and so it's a new beginning, and Sun is exalted in Aries. And so it's like this transit is going to bring in a new energy for the entire 12 months to come, and we call it as the Vedic New Year. Now, because every moment is new, Babaji tells us, and this Vedic New Year, each Vedic New Year has a different energy, and this one is called Durmukhi. I may be pronouncing that wrong. If so, I apologize. But basically, it translates to the negativity or the bad or the wicked rising up and then being defeated by the powers of good. And so Astrovid notes that if you work with integrity this year, you'll get a lot of good benefits of respectability, money, and prosperity, and that truthfulness, goodness, and justice will prevail at the end. So that's the good news, but, you know, sounds like the process of obstacles or challenges or old karmas coming up and then being defeated by the powers of good will be an important feature of this year for the world. And another interesting thing is that on the day that the Sun enters Aries, the birth star of the day will be Punarvasu. And Punarvasu is, well, actually it's Rama's star, and his birthday is the next day on the 14th. Well, actually, it starts on the 13th, because the ninth moon. No, I'm sorry. It starts on the 14th and goes into the 15th. So Punarvasu brings in the energy of things becoming good again and renewal. It's associated with Mother Earth and with freedom, with prosperity, and it's ruled by Jupiter, who's the 200% planet of spiritual blessings and material prosperity. And one of Punarvasu's symbols is a bundle of arrows. And this is significant because an arrow can be broken if it's just one arrow pretty easily. But if you bundle together a lot of arrows, they really become strong and unbreakable. And this is also a symbol that's on the U.S., some of the U.S. money, the eagle. The bald eagle has a bundle of arrows in one of his talons. And this is also a symbol from the Native Americans, too, I believe, some of the tribes. So it's a really bringing in an energy of renewal. And then having Sun being exalted this month, I mean, Sun's power is going to be at the maximum, so it really gives you opportunities to strengthen your connection with the Sun, and this can help you strengthen your health, and to really go for your projects and your manifestations that you want to realize. As a review, the Sun symbolizes our soul, and the Sun is vitality, it's royalty consciousness, it symbolizes your father. Everything in our star system revolves around the Sun. And the Sun, Dr. Pillai said, the sun is our very breath and our consciousness and the highest intelligence. So if we remain alert this month and then use this solar energy, you can really make important changes in your life. Now, another really, I think the most exciting thing about the Vedic New Year is what Dr. Pillai has been revealing is that Ganesha is becoming extremely powerful in his ability to help you remove any type of obstacles that you're experiencing in your life. And as you probably heard, Dr. Pillai is going to be broadcasting a Vedic New Year webcast, and it's called the Ganesha Descending Initiation Webcast. And that's going to be on Wednesday, April 13th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And so that's one option to connect with Ganesha in the first day of the Vedic New Year. And I just wanted to mention something that was a neat little surprise for me, because I signed up for this webcast yesterday, and when I got the confirmation email, it included a coupon code to receive 10,008 proxy mantra writings of Om, I think it was Om Gam Ganapataye, for free. And it was interesting because I looked back, I didn't even see that advertised anywhere, so it was a surprise to me. And so you may find that surprise too if you sign up for it, because you know they hire the people in the small villages to write the mantras, and so it gives them a job, and a very divine job at that, I would say. That seems like it would be a really fun job to have, and you know, a person who wouldn't have a job otherwise, probably, because they were in a small village in India. And they receive the benefit from writing the sacred sounds, and you receive the benefit because you're sponsoring it. And on every page, they write, you know, your name, because they're doing it for you by proxy. So Ganesha is the king of the army of angels, and Dr. Pillai has a lot of Ganesha videos that you may want to look at on YouTube. This week, today is Ganesha's day, actually, because today is the fourth moon, and Ganesha is so powerful on the fourth moon and the 14th moon. And so today is a super Ganesha day. It would be a good day, as in any day would be, really, to watch some of these Ganesha videos. And we're going to put links on the blog, but you can find them easily if you just go to the Pillai Center YouTube channel, and then look at the playlists, and there's a couple playlists that have to do with Ganesha or Ganesha's birthday. And in some of these videos, Dr. Pillai, they're really very fascinating videos, but Dr. Pillai mentions that Ganesha is the Lord of the angels, because Ganas is the word for angels, and then Isha is like Lord. And Dr. Pillai mentions different things. He talks about Ganesha's solutions for problems. He recommends carrying a small statue of Ganesha with you. He talks about how Ganesha is the god of superhuman powers, of memory and intelligence, and who can help you to get all of those things too. And what is a superhuman power? Dr. Pillai explained it by saying, you know, you can't do something on your own that you want to do. But if you use an angel, the angel can do a much better job. So when you call on Ganesha, you're calling on the army of angels who have superhuman powers. And let's see, Dr. Pillai mentioned that elephant is a royal animal. The kings in India rode on elephants. And the sun is a royal planet. So it's nice that Ganesha is going to be ramping up his power during this sun-exalted time. And so people who seek royalty, people who seek escape from a very difficult situation in their life, and people who want superhuman intelligence and powers can go to Ganesha for help with that. Ganesha has two consorts. This is another video. Siddhi and Buddhi. And Siddhi is the goddess who represents a different type of intelligence. She can give you intuitive intelligence, and Buddhi is more like an analytical intelligence, and we need both of those. And then Ganesha is this fast track to success. He's super intelligent. He's super fast. He has the ability to do things instantaneously. And the technology of doing things very, very fast, even faster than what science can imagine. And there's, you know, in these videos, you'll see Dr. Ply telling you about the story about how Lord Shiva offered a mango fruit to his two sons, Muruga and Ganesha, and the one who could go around the universe faster would win this special mango fruit. And then Muruga took off on his peacock, which is a very fast vehicle, really. But then Ganesha, he just walked around Shiva and Parvati, his parents, and he just explained that Shiva is the universe, and so by walking around them, he was going around the universe, and so he won the mango fruit. And Dr. Pillai made the comment in one of these videos that one meaning of this story, there's probably many meanings of this because it's a mythotherapy, is don't go about learning things outside of God. God will give you everything. And instead of going around God, we're just going everywhere, and that's why nothing gets done. And then we just get old and die. And so by establishing contact with Ganesha, we can become super intelligent and super fast. And then, Dr. Pillai reveals a lot of secrets about Ganesha. You know, that the Nadi leaves recently revealed that the 14th moon is even more powerful than the fourth moon for connecting with Ganesha. And that the 14th moon can bring Ganesha to you. It brings in a lot of energy that affects your brain and your body, and it stops your misfortunes. So it's a really exciting time. It's a very exciting time, and with all of this Ganesha energy and solar energy, this will be the best time for you to set your goals for the next 12 months. And energize them, and it'll help you take action to realize them. Aries is the most action-oriented of all the signs, and so this is going to help us, having sun there is going to help us to take action. Aries is a very fiery sign. It's symbolized by a ram. And if you think about it, a ram is a very agile animal and very adventurous animal that can climb up mountain slopes that are extremely, extremely steep. And sometimes rams butt heads with others, so you got to be careful about that too. But Aries is a natural first house of the zodiac. It may be a different house in your personal horoscope. It could be any house from 1 to 12 of your personal horoscope. But just for all of us, for the whole world and in general, it's the first house, which has to do with yourself, your identity, your physical body. And Aries is ruled by Mars. And Mars is a very action-oriented planet as well, very good at problem-solving, and can give you courage. So, and having the sun exalted can really help to dispel your karma and dissolve your mediocre life and just give you more power and energy. And then, so this month, it's a good time. As always, it's especially a good time to strengthen your connection to the sun. And you could do that by chanting one of sun's mantras, like the Gayatri mantra. And we'll post it on the blog, and we'll put it in the email along with the meeting, and along with a link where you can listen to it. Or you could use the short mantra, Om Suryaya Namaha. This will be the most powerful on Sundays or on any day during the sun horas and at sunrise and sunset. So just, let's see, just to sum up, the most favorable activities for this month definitely is going to be to connect with Ganesha as much as possible and ask for his assistance with anything you need help with. And then this is a very favorable time to write your goals, as already mentioned, and or revise your list of goals if you have that already, and or a vision board where you have images of your manifestations. And think about how do you want to structure your life for the next year. And then start new projects and then take action to promote your endeavors that you're working on. And this may be a good time to take action to improve your health because the sun is very, very key for our health. This could include exercising, eating foods that nourish you, etc. And as Dr. Pillai says, this is the time for you to make important changes in your life. So I hope everyone enjoys the sun transit that we're going to be having in a few days. And I'll just mention really quickly, a couple days after that, after the sun transit on the 15th, it's going to be Rama's birthday to, one of the avatars of Vishnu, who's very popular. So that'll be time to access his energy. And then in about a week and a half, when we have the full moon, it's going to be the Chitra Purnima full moon. And that's a full moon. We'll put a link for you to read about it on AstroVed. But that's the one where you can atone for your past misdeeds, kind of like clean up your karma. And it's especially important, AstroVed has noted in the past that it's especially important to for gaining divine merit. And for people who have a birth star, which is ruled by Ketu, and that would be people who have the birth star of Ashvini, Mula, or Magga, they're ruled by Ketu. It's especially beneficial for them to participate in Chitra Purnima remedies. Chitra Gupta is the one who keeps like a tally of our positive karma against the negative karma, and then and those are called the Akashic records. So this is a time when you can really receive blessings to wash away a lot of your sins. And so we'll just put a note on that in the blog in case you'd like to think about that. It's just an upcoming thing. And other than that, that's the outlook right now. We have quite a few planets are going to be going retrograde or are retrograde. Saturn's retrograde. Mars is going to be retrograde starting the 16th. Then Mercury is going to go retrograde on the 28th. And Jupiter already is retrograde as well. So that's going to be interesting. They get extra powerful when they go retrograde. And so it's a time to pay more attention to the areas of life that they represent. Mercury being communication, intelligence, business, technology. Jupiter being wisdom and blessings and material blessings as well. Saturn being discipline, perseverance, compassion. And then Mars being action and problem solving and courage. So those are just a few heads up on the energies that are going to be coming into play. And I think with that, I'll pass it back to Sucharita so we can do our meditation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll do my best. Sorry about that, everyone. I'm in India, and this is how it is. This is how we roll. So, great forecast We have a lot of sun energy to feed our soul, and it's a great time of the year to, again, to look into how we can bring that spiritual energy into our everyday life. And it sounds like you gave some really good ideas about how to do that. Volume is pretty good. Okay, great. So, anyways, we will open the line a bit more. We'll open the line after our meditation, and then we'll take some questions or we'll share some experiences with the members here who are joining the call, and also I'll be happy to share more about the spiritual travels that I've been blessed to participate in the last couple of months here in India. And then in particular, as I mentioned, I just ran in from drive through the villages at nighttime during the celebration of Navaratri, spring Navaratri, and there were so many festival lights, and people are all dressed up, and lots of flowers, and we saw the procession of the goddesses in a couple of the villages. So people really get into it here, and it really comes alive. You know, the goddess energy is alive, and it's not something that's in a museum, you know, or locked away. So the secrets are out, and everyone is full of joy, and everyone is bringing that goddess energy in. So we'll do that here, too, while we're in our meditation. And I'll share the mantras that have been posted to Astrovet about that will access the energy of these nine nights of the goddesses. So even though you may not know the mantras, or you're thinking, oh my God, I should write this down, don't worry about it. You don't have to write it down. It's all there on Astrovet. And we can also give the link to that in our write-up, either on the blog, Sunday with Sutra, the blog, or in the emailer. So you can just enjoy the mantra as the goddess is going to be permeating the different parts of the body, and then also we'll invoke the sun, we'll invoke Dr. Clyde's grace and blessings. That's always a pleasure and an honor to be able to do that, because although he is in a human form, his energy we can access his energy anywhere in the world and at any time. So it's not just during this time, although it might feel a little bit stronger because we're coming together as a global community. But in our everyday practices, when we're practicing a mantra, or we're doing a meditation, or we're reading about the services and programs offered through Flight Center, or participating in those, his energy is what takes everything to the next level. And so it becomes like this power, big power source that you can access anytime. So we'll call on him as well to enliven the third eye, wake up the brain. And again, Vasanta Navaratri, spring Navaratri this year in particular, is all about accessing the energy of creation. So different forms of the goddess Saraswati, and then that will bring intelligence and lightness of being and the ability to create, and music, song, and dance, and basically the golden age that we want to experience, that lightness of. And we'll see you next time. You can listen to the rest of the call recording. Will be posted to the blog. And then be sure to visit Astrovet and Fly Center and find out what's going on as far as program services. If you have any questions, you can send them in. So everyone who is going to stay on the call, we will gather our thoughts together. Ask the goddess of speech and wisdom to help us to formulate some words. As we open the discussion for questions, answers, shared experiences,
Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Yes, who's it?
This is Marla. Thank you for such a beautiful meditation.
You're very welcome, Marla.
I had one question. I wondered in the blog if it's possible to have the names of some of the goddesses that you mentioned for different areas as we were going through, like Radha and Heart. I wondered if it's possible to do that.
Absolutely. Yes, we will do that. And we will give you the link to the Astrobed site where you can read more in depth about those goddesses as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Anything else, Marla?
I think that's it. I'm still appreciating the wonderful vibration.
Oh, good. Was it easy to follow, or was it? How was it for you?
It was wonderful. It's a little bit harder to hear because you're so far away, and I'm sure you're having an amazing journey over there, and again grateful that we were able to have you get through today.
Aw, well, it sure is a pleasure to be here, and I do apologize for not being able to have a better sound system. But this is what we have, and hopefully the vibrations of all the divine beings are being felt at the soul level. So
absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care. Have a great week.
You too, dear.
Is there anyone else who has any questions or you have comments that you'd like to share? Experiences?
Hi, Sucharita.
Hey, Iz, how are you?
I had to work really hard to get on this call. I had, over the past few months, I had tried to sign on to this call a few times, to get the email and everything, and just didn't happen. And finally, I just posted and someone gave me, I thank Vijaya, to get, for giving me the sign-in information.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, I got on, and it felt like this meditation was tailor-made for me,
How so, Ed?
Well, a lot of things have been happening lately, and, I need to write a book. I've been getting inspired over the last few weeks, to write, but it's like very piecemeal and scattered. And the title of the book came to me in the meditation today, and how it's going to be organized. And meanwhile, I'm just feeling these very profound connections and releases and all kinds of things, I'm just feeling very, very full and open and just wonderful.
Ready to write the book.
Yeah, I know. I just start writing now, a lot of things just kind of fell into place through this one meditation. Just really needed to be here.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So thank you.
You're very welcome. Anything else that you wanted to share,
Iz? Well, I'll share with you the title of the book, and it's something that my kids have said to me, my daughters especially, when I have three daughters and a son, but when the daughters and the granddaughters get together, it's the girls' team, and they often have said to me, with a quirky smile on their face, mom's evolving.
Oh!
because, the different things that I get into and go through and so forth.
Okay.
or the trips I take them on, whatever. So mom apostrophe S, Mom's Evolving. That's the title of the. That's the title of the book, and the subtitle is like what is I'm trying to think now how it's like many lives in one life, something like that.
Oh, fantastic.
Because, you know, my life has been like that, and that maybe that's why it's felt like, what am I supposed to write about? There's so many different things, but this is how to organize it. It's like, and then my, you know, like I've been working, like what's my niche? What are the people I'm supposed to be attracting? What, you know, so it's, maybe it's women like me or people like me who, you know, are experiencing this, but they don't know what to make of it, you know, like, you know, like we talked about just moving up to Sacramento here. This is like moving into the next life.
It's, right.
And like I think Babaji said something recently about people who, or maybe it's just something that I, you know, one of the YouTubes that I saw or something about how people, you know, wait till the next life to fulfill themselves. You know, they have to reincarnate again mm-hmm. because they didn't get it done. Well, it's like, well, let's get it done all in this life, you know. Even if we have to, if it looks like it's disjointed, it's not. We're just it's an accelerated life, and I, you know, I can help other people through that. Well, you know, I've gathered a mountain of tools and things that I can help people with. So that's what I'm feeling.
That sounds fantastic. Well, I'm so glad.
You're sort of breaking Hello? Up. Yeah, your voice is sort of breaking up, but maybe I'll star 6 to see if it improves.
Can you hear me now? Is that better?
That's better.
Ah, great. Sorry about that. It just cuts in and out. It's doing its thing. So that's great. I'm so happy for you. And that's what happens when we do meditation and we show up at the right place at the right time. It means that we, all our practices have led us to that point of, you know, being guided internally. And when we're on our spiritual path, we tend to at first make it separate from our life, you know, our material pursuits. But then there comes a time where it starts to mix and mingle. And then there comes a time where all that energy or all that intelligence builds up, and then it tweaks us. And we get instantaneous insight and the ability to come to realization about our goals. We get really clear. We're able to focus. And then the best thing is that also as we continue our spiritual practice, we start to take action. So we start to take action, and as you said, we create a whole new life. We create a new timeline. And we don't have to die in the process, you know, and have to come back again. So I'm so happy that your book is out, and it's a great omen in that for everyone, or your book is coming out, It's a great for everyone, or a great sign. You can live many lives in this one lifetime, meaning you have so many opportunities out there, and you can live a life in, you know, 10 minutes. So you interact with others, and you go, "Wow, that would have been a whole lifetime," but it's only 10 minutes or a week or something like that.
I love it. Yes.
Yeah, so it's great. I'm so inspired. Great.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Enjoy the rest of Navaratri and the blessings of the goddess who will help to create.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
You too.
Thank you. Yeah, so for those of you who are used to this type of call, you can just press star 6 on your keypad, and then that will give you access to the mic, and you can jump in and share. Ask a question. Does anyone have any questions about the sun transit and how you can access the energy of the sun and find out more about how the sun affects you in your life? I'll just keep talking. One of the ways that we can understand is if we get an astrological consultation. Then you can get a report, a written report, or you can talk to an astrologer. And it's so valuable. It's like having the directions or a map or Google Maps when you want to go somewhere, or you have to take a detour and you want to know the fastest route to avoid, you know, further congestion in traffic and then delays. So getting that printout or that map work done, it helps you to understand, okay, what is my soul's purpose? Is the sun represents your soul, and all the planets revolve around the sun, and they're impacting our, you know, our brains, our whole being. In fact, the different planets represent different body parts. You can read about that as well. So if you have a problem with your, you know, a body part, it can be related to one of the planets. And so when you start to find out how they're impacting your life, and you can do a mantra, or you can do a remedy or a service to soften your life center or astrogen, and then you're doing it, so you're empowering that energy within you. And then as you get some feedback from the astrologer, or you get some understanding from an astrological written report, it gives you that ability to understand, oh, okay, so this could be the pitfalls that are, or the potholes on the road, or the blocks, and I won't get so stressed out about it. You know, I was okay there, but then I have to find another way. And praying to Ganesha, the Ganesha energy is incredible, because it is the time, 2016 has been identified as the time where Dr. Kalyan shares all around the world, not just in his teachings, it's all around the world. We're going to experience obstacles being dissolved away that have been there for a long time, that have been blocking people from experiencing prosperity, enlightenment, success, harmony, well-being, and it's across the board. And you might start to see elephants in your life. You might start to experience that a regal quality of an elephant, the royalty consciousness within you. You might even start to attract people who are in positions of power who can help you. You will start to experience that authority by others coming to you and saying, "Hey, you know this. I need your guidance. So you will become an authority or a mentor for others. So that's, the energy of creation in past. And he doesn't, yes, he is in the subconscious, the collective subconscious, but that's the behind the scenes. So how we experience it is within us. So this meditation that we go through almost every week is to activate that muladhara, the root chakra, getting to the root cause of what creates our obstacles. And then feeds that energy feeds our thought processes. Because we don't feel so good, so we start to create a nervous energy, and then we get into survival anxiety, and then doubt, and all the rest, and we're just so tired of that. So Ganesha's energy will dissolve it before it gains any momentum, on its way up the spine, activating all the other chakras, and then finally getting to the brain and telling the brain, hey, relax, be relaxed, feel the energy that can do things really easily. On my way to the temple tonight, it took an hour, maybe an hour and a half. On the way back, it took 36 minutes. So I was just like, I have to be there. I have to be on the call. I don't know how it's going to happen, but just keep saying the mantra to Ganesha. Keep visualizing this energy going up my spine. The people in the car were more nervous than me. They said, well, I hope you get there. And I said, it's okay. Radha will be there. She'll do the talk. And then when I get there, I get there. And it turned out that I was just a few minutes late, and thank you so much for your compassion and patience. But that's the beauty of calling on this divine being, regardless of what you say to yourself or what other people are saying to you or what the situation is. It's magical. And we could go on and on with stories about how, or experiences of how Ganesha has helped in our lives. You can read it by Googling, do a search on Ganesha, and do a search on, the YouTube. In fact, Dr. Pillai says, watch my YouTubes. And those teachings are so powerful because it's not just words that he's saying, it's the energy of Ganesha that you want to feel going on behind the scenes. So it's important to, get a picture of Ganesha, maybe if you're not comfortable having the Hindu representation, you can have a Buddhist representation, you can have, all kinds of different representations. You can have characters, animation, you can watch animated movies on the YouTube about Ganesha. Get into his energy. Feel him becoming your superhero for this year. Because it's really, it's like the party, the guest, the special guest of your life is this Ganesha energy in this next year. So Dr. Pillai is not just putting out there these
Okay, it looks like Sutrita, looks like her call dropped, and so I think she's just trying to get back into the conference. Let's just give her a minute. Oh, the power just went off. So she's just calling back in. We'll just give her a minute. And, you know, I forgot to mention with the forecast that Venus is still going to be exalted until the 25th of April. And, you know, exalted Venus, exalted Sun, it's going to be definitely a good time to where Venus can help you to manifest. And Venus really represents the goddess energy. And, of course, we're in the nine nights of the goddess, the spring version of nine nights of the goddess right now. And exalted Venus is just really helping to bring forth that goddess energy even more and helping us to be the goddesses, to embody that goddess energy in our lives. And I think Sutrita is just logging back in. So we'll give her a few more moments here. Sometimes the power can be unpredictable in India. There we go.
Hi, everyone. Is this Radha?
Oh, you're back. Yes, okay, good. Great. Glad you could get back on.
Sorry about that. The power just cut out. So, thanks so much. So, that could be a sign, too, that it's a time for us to, go internally and see how we can connect with Ganesha. And there's a very powerful webcast coming up, as Radha mentioned, the Ganesha Descending into Us webcast for the Vedic New Year. The Vedic, again, is when the sun enters the first sign of the zodiac, where it's Aries, and then it's exalted there. So the sun is really going to be supercharged with Ganesha's energy. And when you have that fiery energy and the ability to remove all obstacles, you become number one in your life. You are in the driver's seat. It's not like you're being aggressive, but you're able to, really shine. And then people will notice the great qualities in you. And it's a time for the darkness to fade away, so to speak, maybe literally, because it's coming into spring. But and maybe in your life, too, where it's not been fair or there's been some sort of, disharmony with yourself and others, the good is going to prevail. And so we have to trust. And Ganesha will help us to develop that faith because, especially if you carry like a small statue or a figurine or a picture of Ganesha, break coconuts. It's so important to do that because Ganesha is associated with the coconut. And if you break, it's a technology that Dr. Pillai has shared with us, and you break a coconut, it's like cracking open your old way of being and destroying all that negativity, all that congested energy, all that stuck stuff. You imagine Ganesha as the coconut. So you take the coconut, you can roll it around your head or your neck or your shoulders, whatever body part hurts you. If you have digestion problems or heart issues or, pain in the joints, just imagine Ganesha sucking it all up, absorbing it, and then take the coconut and smash it and just be gone with it. And if you want to do more. Today is a fourth moon, so it's a really great time to access Ganesha. Sundays are a really great time to access Ganesha. 14th moon, Hasta birth star. You can find out about that all on the AstroVed calendar or one of the apps that is available on AstroVed. So he will really do things very easily. And we are in the golden age, so this is not something that is going to go away. All these spiritual teachings across the board, across the globe, are going to be revealed to people. And we're collectively, our consciousness is going to raise whether you are on the spiritual path or not. So if you're with Dr. Pillai, it's going to happen really fast. And it's a great ride. and you can't go back to your old way. And I think we shared on another call, I think Rada did too, is that she feels so much joy, so much more happiness when working with Ganesha and doing the remedies, doing the rituals. The rituals are so, so key. You know, going to the temple here, I'm, you know, Canadian, and so people always say, where are you coming from, ma'am? You know, when I say Canada, they just like, why are you doing these? Why are you here in a Hindu temple in India? And I just said, well, I just love all the blessings that you can get from coming and praying to these divine beings. And they're so excited. It makes them to be more uplifted. And then going in to the sanctum, which is the inner part where the deity is. Today I went also, the first thing in the morning, I went to the destiny-changing Ganesha. We've talked about that as well. And it's a little white Ganesha, maybe a few inches in height. And the story goes with this temple, this particular Ganesha, is that the gods and the demons were fighting, so the good and the bad forces. And they went on to do some churning of the Milky Ocean, and they wanted to do go ahead and get this Amrita, the good energy, and the life-giving force that will give you immortality and also healing energy and intelligence and all the rest. So there's always that battle, because there's a battle for power. And so the gods went ahead and they didn't pray to Ganesha, so Ganesha got mad. And he said, hey, you didn't pray to me first. So they created, they quickly discovered their mistake, and then they created the Ganesha out of foam, the sea foam. And so this Ganesha at this destiny-changing temple, it is made out of sea foam, and they don't do anything to it. Like in other temples, they do abhishekam, pouring different things on the statue, because it's made of either metal or stone, some type of granite. But they can't do it to this. So it's a really powerful Ganesha. And when I went there, I said, oh my God, there's going to be some change in the destiny. And sure enough, I came home, or came back to what I call my home here at the resort in Swami Malai. And the destiny did change. I got referrals to people in very high positions in life, very high profile people, who want to find more out about Dr. Klai, his mission, what he wants to do for the world. They want to live a great life and live a purposeful life. And as I was interviewing them or going through the assessment call, they mentioned their age, and they were quite young, in their 30s, but in very high positions in their lives because of previous births probably. And I thought, wow, Ganesha, how did you make that happen? How did you connect the dots? How am I getting this opportunity to mentor these really vibrant people? And they, you know, I just couldn't attest it to anything else but going to Ganesha and feeling something was going to happen, some really big thing was going to be happening. And it's not only going to change the destiny of how I work with people on a grander scale or on a higher level, I guess, more authority, more impact on the world, but these kids, I would call them kids if they were mine, because I'm 55 and they're in their early 30s, so they could be my kids. But they are just looking. They're so thirsty to help the world, to do something that's going to impact the world, but not do it in a way that is going to be ruling over people and telling them what to do. They want to live with harmony, peace, joy. They want to do something that is going to bring light and love. I was just amazed, and I just thought, wow, this is immediate. So going to these temples and doing the rituals, doing the remedies, participating, I also went to the temples with one of the guys who does the proxy remedies for everyone who participates in AstroVet and Fly Center. And he read out all the names and all the birth stars. And I know quite a lot of them. And I was like sending extra, you know, prayers and just thinking to myself, wow, we are really, you know, doing something big in the world. We're connecting everyone to this spiritual technology, this divine technology. And in the sanctum, you can feel the divine energy coming through these statues or the lingams or, you know, whatever that is representing the god or the deity or the archetype. So it really comes alive. In fact, Dr. Fly said that most of the other cultures around the world, their deities have not been paid attention to. Some of them are, you know, not, they're asleep. But in India, everyone is going to the temples, whether they, you know, are doing it half-heartedly or just doing it out of, you know, cultural obligation or religious obligation. They're getting something, and they're keeping those archetypes alive. And they really light up. I'm with another person, and we're just like, okay, how did we get so hot? I mean, it's hot here, but we just got electrified. you know, or zapped or, you know, whacked with energy. You can feel it. You can sense it. You can experience it. And I can also say that if I didn't do my practices at home in my daily life and during the times where the archetypes really can come alive, and even when I didn't feel like doing it or I wasn't really necessarily getting anything out of it, I just kept doing it. And that practice lays down the foundation so that when, you know, year after year, you're going through these different phases of the sun, illuminating the areas of your life, and then all of a sudden you just feel the next time you pour milk on the Shiva Lingam or, you know, on a statue or a yantra, or you sit and you meditate and you look at a picture of one of the deities, or you imagine the deity, you know, with your inner world, or you see how they are being expressed in your life by things just moving really smoothly, money coming, health coming back, you know, relationships healing or mending, your own self-talk coming to be more productive, clear, focused. And disappoint things that would have disappointed you, they disappoint you for like a millisecond. And then you just go, okay, well, onward and upward. That's when, you know that your practices to this point are really sustaining your material pursuits. That's what's energizing you to be the best version of yourself. And the best version of yourself, not just when you show up at an important, event or call or meeting or something like that. You're the best version of yourself all the time. Wherever you go, there you are. And you start to see all the wonderful things in your life, all the things that you can be grateful for and should be grateful for and get excited about. That energy will make you to feel that way, not in a manic kind of way, but in a very assured, fabulous way. So Ganesha will help you to experience that. So become one with Ganesha. You can visualize him as, you know, yourself, that being imprinted on you. You see your ears growing and your nose growing into the trunk. Have fun with it, because it's not really true, but you can feel it. And then when you have that energy within you, you will start to see how things show up in your life, how things would have fallen apart, how you would have said something or done something that maybe would have set yourself back or created challenges in your relationships. It just doesn't happen, or it gets erased. So call on Ganesha, get to know him more and more. Even if you think you know him, just like I am here in India, and I've been to, I don't know, maybe 100 temples or more in the past couple of months, and it just seems like I get more and more out of these archetypes. More things get revealed, or mantras that I practice now just explode inside of me. Like Dr. Pai said, the boson is the God particle. So that God particle is exploding inside. And not just one, it's like thousands and millions and billions and trillions. So, and that energy doesn't go away. So when I stop meditating or when I stop doing a mantra practice, but I feel it in the everyday life, and things can really come alive and, you know, be renewed. So, and then living the soul's purpose is exactly what you need to do. So that's just what I wanted to share about, more about Ganesha. You know. Yes.
Hi, Suchrita.
Yes, this is
Jermaine. How are you?
Hey, great. How are you?
Good. You were definitely missed while you were away. One question that I have is, how best can we access these next 8 days for the Mother Divine?
Yeah, so that's a good question. It depends on, you know, I guess it depends on your budget. If you if you don't have much of a budget, then just go to the Astrobed website and look at, read about it, and then you can try to pronounce the goddess's name. Or you can just listen to the meditation, because I took everybody through the different goddesses. You can, if you have a goddess Saraswati, or you have a picture of her, you can offer you know, a light, flowers. You can offer incense. So, and then around, you know, any time in the evening, or you know, up until just after midnight, if you can. That's when the energy of the goddesses really come alive. You can focus on those body parts that the goddesses are in, and then you might not pronounce everything properly, but it doesn't really matter, because you just imagine this goddess coming in and activating your speech or activating your heart. And then if you can participate in some of the services that are offered through Astrobed or Pai Center, do that. There is... you know, you can go onto YouTube and you can Google the goddesses and read about the mythology, the stories behind what they do. That will help to take you into their realm. So those are kinds of things that you
can do. Those are some great ideas. Thank you. I'm glad I asked.
Yes.
The other thing I just want to say is that I had from Nambu Botanicals, I tried Love and God, those tablets.
Okay.
And they were really good. I just really like them. I feel really uplifted from them. So just giving a comment on that. And I just ordered my second bottle, so that was really good.
Oh, great.
And the attention goes, of course, on Ganesha, because there's a big event coming up with Ganesha. I also wanted to ask about, you know, my birthday is this coming Saturday, April 16th, and they have, like, to do...
Happy birthday.
Thank you. You could do something special for your birthday, and then there was one for the nine planets. Could you just talk a little bit about those services?
Is that through Pai Center or through Astrobed?
Maybe through Astrobed. Must have been through Astrobed.
Yeah, so I think that they offer you a Rudra Homa, which is for, you know, health and well-being and vitality, and, you know, giving you the empowerment to create a new birth, I suppose, a new way of being, and then also gives you that protection and helps you sustain whatever you want to sustain in your as far as your manifestations go. So that, I think you get like a 40% discount or something like that, right?
Right.
So that's a great,
Go ahead.
So that's a, you know, you can participate in that. If you can also participate in the nine planets ritual as well, because that will help the planets to look favorably on you. Even if you don't have favorable planets, or you know that you have, as Dr. Fly calls it, good and bad planets, it kind of neutralizes the effects of the not so great ones or the bad planets, and then helps them to evolve too. Because that's why we set our lives up to access the energy of the planets. They can teach us through those life experiences, and then we help that energy to get evolved on the planetary plane.
Great. That's the first time I'd ever seen, like last year I saw the HOMA for your birthday, but I never saw the nine planet one for your birthday. So that was just something new to me, you know, and I thought, wow, wouldn't that be great if all those planets were in harmony with each other? That would be terrific.
And if you're in a situation where, like, oh, I don't know what to decide, like, holy cow, there's so many things coming out on AstroVet and Fly Center. I'm like, whoa, I'm just overwhelmed. But it's kind of like, okay, we go to a mall, and if you don't have a focus on what it is that you want to buy, then, you know, you're kind of going to be all over the place. So if you don't know what to decide, then you have to just close your eyes and trust in your intuition. Trust in that intelligence inside of you that's very quiet and powerful and empowering. If you feel like you're fearful, oh my God, if I don't do this, I'm going to die. you know, that's not what it's all about, you know.
No.
You know,
it was like I had been debating about the Ganesha thing, and then I got a special thing for those who love Ganesh because I guess, signed up for something before, and then they encourage you to do it around the new moon. And so all of a sudden I found myself signing up for it and it felt really right, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, and then it's like today I'm just like looking at the birthday stuff. Do you know what I mean? And so, and I'm thinking, oh, that'd be a nice present to give myself. Do you know? So it's like that, do you know? I mean, the thoughts are coming up. So, and I looked also for the next, they have like for the next 6 days, I guess it is on, for the mother, for the goddess, it's like $47, you know, so that the least expensive one is something that I can do, and I figured I would like to participate, you know, so it's coming from the feeling level, so I know it's like the right thing.
That's great.
Now, while you're away, I will share with you, my father did pass away on February 21st. It was really, it was good. It was, you know, I got a chance to see him for 6 days the month before, and we really had a chance to visit. And towards the end, he wasn't really, he did sometimes talk, but I probably got him at the best time to talk to him before he left. So that part was really good. And then, you know, I was asking, you know, what to do. And I have been doing tarpanum every day. And when I called up India, though, they told me that the Maha Tarpanam is what you do like a year from now, not like right now. So it's like I'm not sure I got the right information for what I could do for him right then, but they had a Pradosham right around there that said it would really uplift the father. And I figured it would uplift the father whether the father was living or passed away. Would that be right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I did the thing on the Pradosham because I was searching, like, what could I do? And when I called India, they said, oh, well, we'll look at this chart. We'll get back with you if you need something. But it was like, you know, the Maha Tarpanam, they said a year from now. And I did a small Tarpanam, just $30 one. But then I did that because I figured that Pradosham, if it was to uplift the father, it didn't matter whether he was living or passed away, you know. So when my mom passed away, it was really unsettling because even though people knew she was passing away, she went really quick and fast. Like, and also she had fallen, and it was like there was a lot of shocking little things about her, so everybody was more disturbed. But with my dad, it was almost like he spent time with everybody, do you know, and he wanted to leave, and he was, you know, wanting to go. And it was like when he left, it was, everybody seemed to really adjust very well. So, you know, I had done there was some kind of procedure to do while he was still living. I did that. And then I did that, and I felt he was going to be uplifted. But I wanted to understand a little bit more about tarpanum. Like when someone passes away, what would you suggest we actually do? Because I know there's a time frame. You got to do it within a certain time frame, right?
Well, not necessarily, because sometimes, you know, that's not possible. So there are, you can do the last rites, tarpanum. That can be done within 14 or 15 days, I believe it is. It can also, if you miss that mark in time, then I think it can be done on the 41st day. It can be done.
Which one? It can be done on what did you say?
It can be done on the 41st day.
On the 41st day? Okay, 41st
yeah.
day. Okay.
Yeah, but maybe send me an email and I will hook you up with the link.
Okay, that'll be great. I will send you an email on that to get hooked up.
Yeah, and I apologize on behalf of AstroVed because it seems to be a bit confusing, so I've been directed to rewrite it, and I'm happy to do that. So it gets more clear about what's going on when someone passes and the different options that are available based on, you know, you have to look at the finances and what you can, you know, budget. And sometimes people can't do the one that's, I think it's like $470, although it's a really powerful one and it really makes a difference immediately. If you can't afford to do that, then, you know, there are times like new moons, you know, you can do it every new moon of the month in the month. And then it's very minimal amount every month. So, you know, that can come out of your paycheck or your savings or whatever, and it's more doable. So the main thing is that you want that soul to, you know, be released from the desires that are causing them to be attracted to the earth plane. You know, because they're not in the body anymore, but they still have the memory. So the tarpanum, it's a scientific, a spiritual science or modality or method to help to release those desires. You know, it doesn't mean that you won't have memories of the person. Those will be there, but you won't be, you know, drawn emotionally and then as if you want them to be in your life and you call them in. In fact, that's, you know, kind of like going against what it is that you really want to do spiritually. If you're spiritually evolving, you want to, you know, help them to evolve so that they can give you clues on how to, you know, continue to do your practices and be on your spiritual path and evolve while you're still in the body.
So, well, that's good. I'll send you an email. I did have a dream of him afterwards, and he did come to me, and he was like, he passed away when he was 87, but when he came to me, it looked like he was more in his 40s or 50s. He had dark hair. And he looked real strong, and he looked really healthy. And I used to tell him before he passed away, now, you know, when you go, you're going to be able to bless us all, you know, send us a blessing, you know, like, you know. And when he came, he didn't say anything, but he just appeared, and he just was really strong. And then I told him he could come visit anytime he wanted to, and then, you know, he went away. So I just felt like that was a sign where, you know, he was just fine. Do you know what I mean? And whatever, but I would like to do whatever I could for him. So I'll start doing the tarpanums on the new moon, and then I'll send you that email and find out, you know, what is going to happen. So that'll be great.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you mean?
No, just want to say just very happy that you were back, because we tune in on Sundays and then you weren't here. And, you know, it's like we know you're having a great time, which is great, you know, but it's always nice to have that meditation and have the whole group together. It was really good. So glad you're back.
Oh, good. It's nice to be back when I can. I think it was here last week, too.
Yeah, you were here last week. I was here, too. I just didn't say anything. But it was really nice to have you back last week and again this week. It was really good. So, I did miss the 41st day. I did figure that out. I did miss the 41st day. So, you know, I'll send you an email and we'll see what we could do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, have a happy birthday if I don't see you or don't speak to you or communicate with you, and wishing you all the best.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Take care. Bye.
Any other questions or comments? We're kind of going over time here, which is great, but maybe we'll wrap it up unless there's any burning desire to share an experience or ask a question. Okay, well, I guess we'll wrap it up. Radha, do you have anything that you wanted to add, any tidbits or any other insights or reminders?
Well, I think that's about all. We'll just try to post the info on the blog and on the email that will go out later today, just so that, you know, if you want more info on the goddesses or about more info about Ganesha, Ganesha videos, Ganesha webcast, we'll have the links there for you.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so much again, Radha, for doing the transit talk. It's always very helpful to lay down, you know, what we're going to do or what we can focus on and all the energy that's available in these next 30 days.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me, and good to have you back, Sucharita.
Thanks, Radha. Great to be here. All right, everyone. Well, thanks so much for sharing, those of you who did.
Sucharita, it's Jermaine. I just have one other question. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Okay. Sure. You know, I had one of those crystal heads of Dr. Pillai.
Okay.
Do you know how you get one? And then I got a second one. And I felt it was, I went to go visit Fran, my friend, and I actually gave her that as a gift. And then she was wondering, is it appropriate for me to have given that to her? Would that be all right for her to have?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, great.
So she can just, what she can do is energize it maybe with some rose water or some milk, and then it will be energized with her.
Okay. And then I also gave her I got the mala with the 54 of the planets, so she could do the same with that to energize it for herself.
For sure.
Okay. And one of the stones was missing on that. One of the stones was missing on that. You know, is it still effective, or should I tell Astrovad about the missing stone, or is it okay that it has a missing stone?
Please check with Astrovad. They might send you another one.
Okay. 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 But it was, she didn't want to use it. If she thought maybe it was energized for me, she couldn't use it. But I have one already. That's why I gave it to her. And I know she's dedicated. So,
yeah.
So it did. I'm glad. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. It's a good question, you know, and you have to be kind of tuned in to if someone does give you a statue or gives you something. It's a good idea to check. You know, you can send an email to the astrologer at Astrovet, or you know, ask about something like that to the support team, and then the support team will, you know, find out for you and get back to you. And otherwise, you can, you know, if you feel okay with the person and, you know, your friends or whatever, and you can just try to, you know, rinse it and energize it in a way that is going to, you know, resonate with your energy. So if it's something you've used for a long time, I would tend to, you know, think about it and be cautious about it, giving it to somebody. One of the things that when I'm working with Hanuman Das and people in that program, you know, when someone passes away and they've energized, you know, different objects, and then they kind of inherit those like sacred objects, Hanuman Das will just say, you know, you should put it in a river or in, you know, running water, because that person has used it for a long time. So I think that if you haven't used the nine...
These were brand new. These were brand new that I gave her that came, and I gave her. I never used them. And the inspiration was, you know, I could have two of these in my house, or I could give one to Fran, and I know how dedicated she was. It was an impulse or a heartfelt desire. I said, I should give this to Fran. I felt, you know, like a thought that I really acted on. It was like, you know, just kind of came to me. So it was her that just wanted to make sure it was okay, because she didn't want to take on it if it was something for me. But you've helped us, I think, with the milk or her putting rose water on it. She uses rose water all the time anyway, so it'd be a great way of doing it. So thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have a great week. We'll see you next
week.
Okay,
you too. Happy
Bye.
Birthday.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
All right. Any other burning questions? Last minute comments? All right, if you do, then and you don't want to share it here, that's fine. You can send in an email to sutrita@phycenter.com or sundays@sutrita@phycenter.com, and I'll get back to you. Thanks so much, everyone, for participating. Whether you're listening to this live or recording, it's always great to hear your feedback. And, you know, if you have any questions or concerns or you need some extra support, we also have a coaching service available, a one-to-one coaching, and you can just, I think that information is available either on the website or in the emailers, and then just we'll connect somehow, either Skype or phone, and go from there and give you further guidance. So always a pleasure to be able to share on this wonderful journey that we're here every week with Dr. Pillai. And the latest and greatest teachings that are available and offered through Pillai Center and through Astrovet. Stay on course, keep doing whatever your heart desires, whatever you intuit is the right thing for you to do, and we will be there to support you. So have a great week ahead. May the goddess bless, may Ganesha bless you. Have a fabulous start to the Vedic New Year, and enjoy the energies of the sun. So thanks again, everyone, for joining. We'll talk to you soon. God bless. Bye-bye.